Won't you be my neighbor? Said the squirrel. This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science. Harsh winters, hungry predators. Life is tough for red squirrels in the Yukon. They're an extremely territorial bunch. Each squirrel fends for itself and defends its turf. But could these scrappy little rascals get by with a little help from their friends? Aaron Siracusa at the University of Guelph in Canada and colleagues wondered. Using unique ear tags, they tracked over 1,000 red squirrels for over 2 decades. The researchers measured how long squirrels tended to live next to each other. Then they compared squirrels' familiarity with neighbors to their survival rate and number of pups. Results? For squirrels 4 years or older, being community-minded increased the chance of survival by over 30%. Friendly male squirrels also sired almost 90% more pups. Well, they don't have to pay for their pups' college. The researchers believe that being neighborly means squirrels can spend less time defending their territory. When Mr. Squirrel next door forgets to return the lawnmower, though, all bets are off.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and the Broad Stage, streaming Sandra Tsinglow's The Bitch is Back June 23rd through 30th.